name, because that's a booger. Amen. That name's a booger.
Like it's a promise.
Amen. And Janelle's, how many people did Janelle's?
So Ferianto, all my members, so it's not people. Ferianto is the only person, Ferianto and Grace.
Mm-hmm. And Grace?
And then the 2,300 children.
Okay, and Ryan, there's somebody that Ryan has.
Sean?
Was it Sean? No, there was somebody that he sent me an email. Ryan, whenever you're ready. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And glory to God. We did something a little different today. We pray for the people in house today. That way we can focus. When we pray for you online, we can focus on you online. Am I real close? I want a big old headshot. Amen. So I want to start with
Ferianto.
And family difficulties. I want you to know that God is in your environment. I understand, as I emailed you last night, I understand what you're dealing with and what you're going through. I get it. I understand. But God is able to make changes in your atmosphere. God is able to do things that we just can't fathom. God can open a door that never, ever existed. God, we pray for people. First of all, let me tell you something. This online prayer and ministry that we're having, people are contacting us, asking us for prayer, and we're getting results that we're hearing back from people that how the Lord is doing this and how the Lord is doing that. And I am encouraging you, if you've emailed me and I don't address you this morning, please forgive me. I promise you, I will make sure that the people that help me with this will get the copy so that we can bring you up in prayer. But please call us, email us so that we can pray with you. This is not a prayer-a-thon. You don't have to have your checkbook out for us to pray for you. This is none of that. We want to pray with you because we want to pray with you. We're not trying to pick your pocket. We're trying to pray with you. If you've been at this church for any length of time, you know we are not begging you for money. We are fully supported by the gospel. If the Lord God presses on you to help support us, we embrace it. But that is not a prerequisite to be a part of this ministry. And you don't have to be a member of this house to get prayer. Amen. You can email us, you can call us, you can text us if you got a number, and let us know. Our job is to pray for you. Give me the name again.
Ferianto.
We want to pray for you and your wife and your family and what you're dealing with and what you're going through. God is able to heal and deliver. And anybody else, if you're having issues in your household, whether it's with your children, with your spouse, whatever it is, this prayer is for you. Amen. I need a couple of people to help me pray. Yeah. And look, even though y'all not praying for y'all, I still need y'all to stand up and come up here and support the people that aren't being in prayer. I got mine. I'm going to sit down now. That's not how we roll. You got yours. You good. Now you can help pray for somebody else. Amen. And so when we're praying, I need some hands lifted. I need some something. Amen. What you're dealing with is not uncommon. But what you're dealing with is personal in your relationship. And so we want you to know that we're not just tossing you in a jar and just you just another one in the jar. It is personal to you. It is private to you. It's important to you, which makes it important to us. I need you to point your hands toward this way. I need you to raise your head up unto God, and we're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking that you would bless this couple and any couple that are experienced situations like this, difficulty in the home, difficulty in the marriage, difficulty with the children, difficulty having children, difficult with the children that you already have. Whatever you're going through, if your spouse is saved and you are not, or vice versa, or you're saved and the children are not, we're praying for that household. We need the Lord to enter into your atmosphere and to make some changes. Because if you are a believer, if there's at least one believer in that house, in that atmosphere, that's trusting in God, God can make a difference in that house. It only takes one person to get it started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand what they need. You understand the battle that they're fighting. The enemy don't want them to be together in the first place. The enemy is always trying to break up homes, break up families, separate children from their parents. The enemy is always attacking the family. But greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world. And Father, we are walking by faith and not by sight. We trust and believe that you are who you said you are. These families that are looking for prayer, these spouses that are looking for prayer, these people are looking for prayer for their homes, enter into their atmosphere. If their hands are raised now, enter into their atmosphere. If their heart is pressed on you, enter into their atmosphere. If they're calling out to you, enter into their atmosphere and help them.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, you know what they're fighting. Yes. You know what they're up against, Father. You
Thank
already
you.
Know.
Yes. Yes.
Father, send the healing. Send the peace.
Yes.
Send the provisions. And send the deliverance.
Yes.
In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Keep praying. If the Lord has placed in your spirit to pray, keep praying until God changes the environment. We're praying for Puerto Rico. Oh my goodness. I saw some stuff online. It was just crazy. It's just crazy. We're praying for those believers. You can't, there are believers. There are people that belong to this house in Puerto Rico. Father, you understand what they're dealing with. They sent us in and said we're scared to go in the house. We don't, every time something shakes, we're running. It that has nothing to do with their faith in God. That's just, they don't know if they're getting ready to die. Lord, you are able, even though they're saved, even though they're believers, we are still living in this world, and things happen to us, even to believers. But Father, they are in need of protection. They are in need of food. They're in need of water. Some of them have lost their electricity, their power. Father, whatever their needs are.
Yes.
But there are believers that are still praying.
Yes.
There are believers that are still worshiping God. There are believers that are still going about their Father's business, even in spite of what they're dealing with. They're still going about their Father, bless those in Puerto Rico. They need, Father. Give them peace. Give them comfort. Give them rest. And not just, I think it's Australia that's on fire. Oh, my God. We're in Southern California, Northern California. They know all about that. Father, the fires, whether they're man-made or not, the enemy's still out to kill and to steal and to destroy. Father, in spite of what they're going through, encourage them anyway. Somebody say anyway.
Anyway.
Encourage them anyway. Anyway, Father, encourage them.
Hallelujah.
Build them up. Provide for them, because only you truly know.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Only you truly know, Lord. Ryan, what's the name? What's the name?
Gail.
Is there anything about that you can tell me that I can speak on? Just little hints, just so I can be more specific.
Chemo starts.
That's good enough. Let me tell you, God heals cancer in this house.
Yes.
God heals cancer in this house. I don't know about anybody else's house, but I know we are witnesses up in here that God heals. You hear that? Those clocks, those are witnesses from people that know. God heals up in here. God delivers. If you're dealing with something and you are a believer in Christ, God makes the difference.
Yes. Thank you.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
God makes the difference.
Thank you, Lord.
Whether you are like the Hebrew boys, that God didn't prevent them from going in, but he allowed them to go in so he can bring them out.
Thank you.
Or God just stopped you from going in altogether.
Thank you, Lord.
God is the healer. God is the deliverer.
Yes.
And if that is part of his will for your life, then we're going to claim it to be done in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Because the Bible says, when there are two or three gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, God said, I will be in the midst.
Yes.
And I'm so glad to see Chrissy here this morning. God bless you. Amen. God said, I will be in the midst.
Amen.
He said, we have not because we ask not. We walk by faith and not by sight. In spite of what the x-rays say, God can change your x-ray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God can change your x-ray. God can change that. God can, oh my God. If you are unaware of the power of God, you don't know what you've been missing. Not just Gail, but especially Gail. But not just Gail. If you are dealing with something and you are a believer in God, or you want to be a believer in God, because sometimes God will use these situations to bring about believers. Amen. Amen. You got some of that up in here. God will use a situation to bring about a believer, or to bring back someone who once believed. Amen. Hallelujah. I am a great believer in God. I ain't got time to tell you why I believe so strong. But believe me, I believe God can do it. God, somebody say, God can do it. God can do this thing. But sometimes we, oh, she's back. Give me some love, sis. Give me some love. Amen. Is your son here?
No, he didn't bring him.
That's all right. Did you tell him? God is the great deliver. Pastor Cole, I'm almost done. You got somebody for me? You got somebody for me? God is sure, Alicia. God is the great deliverer. So all of y'all, Gail, and all of you that are listening, I need you to press your hand. Whether you're listening today or you listen to it a different day, just put your hand up here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know that you're able. You said the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. We are made righteous through you. We have no righteousness of our own. We are speaking confidently through you. We're speaking righteousness through you. We're speaking by faith through you. And we know you cannot fail. We know you cannot fail. We know you cannot lie. We know when you say yes, it's yes. We know when you say it is done, it is done. We're asking on behalf of Gail and anybody else that truly believes, or who truly wants to believe, or that you're bringing back, reviving, bringing back to life. We're praying for their illness, for their attack, and it's actually an attack. We're praying that you will deliver them according to your will, that you will deliver them from their attack, that they will overcome the attacker, the accuser, that they will be victorious, that they will be overcome with blessings, and they will be victorious in your will. Someone saw them go in. Now, Lord, let somebody see them come out. Someone saw them when they were afflicted. Now, let somebody see them when they are healed. Give them the testimony. Give them the testimony. Oh, what a miracle worker. Give them the testimony so that they can be effective witnesses unto you. Hallelujah. Last one.
Grace, Angelina's mother, to be saved and no longer deceived by false doctrine.
Oh, my goodness. Grace and Angelina.
Grace's mother, Angelina.
Grace's mother, Angelina.
Angelina is on her deathbed with Alzheimer's and schizophrenia.
Oh, my God. Father, whatever your will is, what's the one on the deathbed?
Angelina.
Father, whatever your will is for Angelina, please hear this. Whether you bring her out or you save her while she's there. Who's saved? The one on the deathbed?
Grace is saved.
Grace is saved. And she's praying for the one that...
And she's praying for her mother, Angelina.
Father, we stand with Grace.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Regarding Angelina.
Yes.
Schizophrenia, that's a spirit. God. That's a spirit. God can calm that mind. God can set. God can cast. We're asking, Lord, that you would cast out that demon of schizophrenia. That you cast that demon out. And that you would save the soul that's on that bed. And if it's your will, heal them. But if you choose not to heal them, save them. Because their eternal life is greater to you than their physical life.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Because their eternity is much more important to God than their physical life here.
Amen.
And if it is your choice to take her now or later, we're praying for her salvation. There's only one light and only one way, and that is Jesus Christ our Lord. Schizophrenia is a demon, and we rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus. We rebuke that demon and any other demons that cause them not to be in their right mind. We rebuke them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The power is in us. Greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world. And anybody else that's dealing with those same things, we cast them out in the name of Jesus. And if you're praying for them, if you're praying for someone that's dealing with that, I need you to lift your hands up to the Most High God. I need you to lift your hands up to God. And whether you're praying with us now live or you'll hear this later, I need you to repeat after me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke anything that is not like you. For the power is in you. And you have shared your power with me. And I will lay hands on those that are affected, that you can cast out the demons. If I cannot lay hands on them, I will stretch my hands out in the name of Jesus and rebuke anything that's not like you. By the blood of the Lamb, in Jesus' name, amen. Is that it? Is that it? Is that it? You need to send us your prayers because we're praying for. Did I get everybody? Did I miss one?
Everybody, but we have several people asking for prayer for salvation on family members.
Let's pray. Let's pray that prayer. Let's pray that prayer. Let's pray that prayer because that's important. If you are looking, if you're trying to find God, God wants you to find him. If you're looking for salvation,
hallelujah,
God wants you to find. God wants you to find. See, salvation was made for you.
Amen.
It is God's desire that you have complete salvation. It is God's desire that you have access to the benefits of heaven. It is God's. He died on the cross so that you can have access to him. He rent the temple in half so you don't have to go to anybody to get to God. You go through Christ Jesus our Lord, the only door. You don't need to go to no priest. You don't have to pay no whosoever. You don't have to. You go to God yourself. And you ask God for forgiveness. You go to God yourself and you tell the Lord. Now, forgiveness is different than saying, I'm sorry. You're not going to God saying, I'm sorry, because you're sorry you got caught, you're sorry you ain't got time. You're asking God to, you're telling God, Lord, you were right and I was wrong. You've been right all the time. I've been wrong every time. I need you to change my life. Repentance means turning around, turning away. It's not a 360 degree turn. It's a 180 degree turn. Is that right? Turn away from the sin and put me in right standing. I'm not perfect, but through you I can walk toward my perfection. I need you to save my soul from destruction. I need you to save me from the powers of the enemy. I want you to free me from sin. I don't want to be a slave to sin, because if you're a slave, you have no choice. But if you free me from sin, I have a choice. I don't have to sin, and I don't want to sin. And God, if I do make a mistake, I'm going to hit my knees. I'm going to ask for forgiveness. I'm going to jump back up, and I'm going to keep on going.
Amen.
And so for those people, I want to pray. If you're looking for salvation, I want to pray with you now. If you're trying to find your way back home, I want to pray for you now. Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving. And into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you And we bless your name.
Yes,
Father, those demons that are trying to spread that once saved, always saved, strike them down in the name of Jesus. Strike them down. Strike the words out of their mouth. Strike them. Destroy. Destroy that doctrine and any doctrine like the black Hebrew. Destroy that demonic doctrine. Catholicism, praying to statues when you clearly told us not to bow down to statues. Cholesterol. Those that are looking for salvation, I need you to repeat after me. Say, Father God, I know you all in here already have salvation, but please say it anyway for those that are online. Repeat after me. Say,
Father God,
in the name of Jesus,
I have sinned.
I am like filthy rags.
I am
not worthy of you.
Death is what I deserve.
But I pray forgiveness.
Hell is what I deserve.
But I pray your forgiveness.
I don't want to be in sin.
I don't want to be what I used to be.
I want to be a new creation.
I want all things in my life to change.
I want to be like you.
Forgive me of all sin.
Help me to walk in righteousness.
Help me to be what you've called me to be.
So that I will stand tall.
And I will be a mouthpiece.
And an example
of your grace,
your favors,
and your mercy.
Come into my life.
Forgive me of all sin
and all righteousness.
And make me yours.
In the name of the Father,
in the name of the Son,
in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If you have prayed that prayer, welcome to the family.
If you have prayed that prayer, welcome to the family.
If you are sincere and you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family.
You have all rights as anyone that's been in the family for years.
The same salvation, the same God, the same blessing, the same healing, the same deliverance.
Yes.
We bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, Father, we pray for those that will be listening later.
Yes.
That you will affect them in a mighty way.
Yes.
That they will understand who you are.
Yes.
And that they will come running to you.
Yes.
While there is still time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. We're done, Abigail. Thank you.
Hallelujah. We're still tweaking it, y'all. We're still tweaking it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.